The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Another Democrat has thrown their hat into the ring of the California governor race, and dang, guys, if this is not the worst group of Democrats that I have ever seen, I don't know what is. Eric Swalwell is now running for governor of California, and I kid you not, on day one of his campaign, he goes on CNN, and the first policy position that he says that he is pursuing is making voter fraud more widespread. Here is what he says.
I want us to be able to vote by phone. I think every Californian...
Vote by phone.
Vote by phone. Yeah, if we can do our taxes... Do our, you know, our, make our healthcare appointments, make essentially your, do your banking online. You should be able to vote by phone. Make it safe, make it secure, but it's actually already happening all over the United States. I want us to be a blue state that doesn't do just a little bit better than like Georgia or Alabama when it comes to like voting access. I want us to max out democracy. Also, as it relates to democracy, if you wait in line for 30 minutes or more, if you do want to vote in person, I think you should fine every county for every minute that a person has to wait longer. We have to be better, not just a little bit better than the other states.
He says he wants to max out democracy. Well, here's the thing, guys. Democrats in California want to max out democracy so badly right now that illegal immigrants and dogs are voting. Yes, that is something that is happening. There's a lady who literally registered her dog to vote. And yes, that dog did actually vote and cast a ballot in an election. That's how much they want to increase democracy in California right now. Now, much to my surprise, the CNN host actually pushes back on Swalwell a bit with common sense voter ID laws, and Eric Swalwell just falls apart. He has nothing.
The safest thing to do is to have paper ballots that can't be hacked, to have everybody show an ID and show up in person so you know who's voting and you watch the whole process through. How is that not the safest thing to do? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, well, Californians are smarter than those three because Californians know that you do need to show who you are through a biometric to access your finances, to access your healthcare records, to access your taxes. And so, of course, it's going to be secure. And what I am suggesting is if we are going to lead the way in technology, shouldn't we challenge ourselves to make democracy more accessible? I also want to virtualize. And by the way, 74% is what that polls at as far as approval among Americans.
So the problem with that argument, and Swalwell probably knows this, is all the things that he just described that we do on our phone now have had exponentially more fraud associated with them since they became available on our phones. And here's the deal. I'll take that risk when it comes to banking, for example, which he brings up. It's easy. I like it. It's not voting. It's not the same thing. I'll take that risk. I can cancel my credit cards if they're fraud. There are things set in place for that. But voting is totally different. It is the number one thing that we need to safeguard. And there really should not. There's no reason for there to be a single fraudulent vote because all you have to do is implement the things that CNN, that anchor, described. You've got in-person voting, on paper, voter ID. You do those three things, there's no voter fraud anymore. He knows that, of course. He doesn't want it. Now, for as bad as Swalwell's ideas are, his personal life is not any better. The DOJ right now is looking into prosecuting Eric Swalwell for mortgage fraud. This is according to NBC News. They write, the referral, according to the source, alleges several million dollars worth of loans and refinancing based on Swalwell declaring his primary residence as Washington. It calls for an investigation into possible mortgage fraud, state and local tax fraud, and insurance fraud, as well as any related crime. So essentially, to be a congressman anywhere, but in California in this case, you need to be a California resident with your primary residence there, right? But apparently he said that his primary residence was in Washington, D.C. for his mortgage. And that has financial consequences, obviously, because taxes and mortgage rates are going to be different depending on if it's your primary residence versus your secondary versus like a rental. And if he's lying about that, it's going to change everything. So it is now the first week only, again, of Eric Swalwell's candidacy, and he is already inundated with scandals. And I'm not even going to bring up, by the way, the fact that he slept with a Chinese spy. We're not going to talk about that today. That's in the past, I suppose, but it's there. It's there. For as horrible of a candidate as he is in California, I don't know if they have anyone better. Like, they've got no one right now. California truly has the worst Democrats ever. Because let's just take stock for a second. I thought about it. I was like, who are all the famous Democrats that have come from California? These are some notable California Democrats. You've got Eric Swalwell. You've got Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Maxine Waters, Katie Porter. Those were just some that just off the top of my head. I mean, those are the worst people imaginable. There's some Democrats out there. Look, guys, I'm conservative, obviously. I vote as a Republican. But there's some Democrats out there that I'm like, yeah, I don't hate them. Like, it's fine. Especially people, I mean, obviously leaders, most of the leaders I do have major problems with. Everyday people, I've got tons of friends who are Democrats. No problem there. But, you know, I can think of like John Fetterman. I don't mind John Fetterman. Like, we could definitely go get dinner. I'd have an enjoyable time talking to him. We agree on some things. But I look at that list that I just gave off. It just doesn't get worse than that. I mean, that is the cream of the crop in terms of corruption and just nastiness. Really, I mean, Katie Porter, we're going to talk about her. It just does not get worse than that. In fact, if you look at the polls right now, Katie Porter is leading on the Democrat side. This is from Becerra Internal. This is the most recent polling for the primary. And what you see is Chad Bianco, a Republican, actually has the highest amount of support right now. And in third place is Steve Hilton, who is also a Republican. Now, they're not going to win. I'll talk about that in a second. There's nothing that they can do. But Katie Porter, and the reason why that they're higher right now is because Democrats are just frankly split. Because as I said, California Democrats are the worst, worst group in America. Katie Porter is in the lead for Democrats at 15%. Is she going to win? No, she's not. It's very split right now. The options are just that bad. I do think it will probably come down to Eric Swalwell and Katie Porter. And the reason why I say that is just they have the largest name recognition, which carries you in these races. But I don't know who's going to win between them, probably. If you don't remember, by the way, who Katie Porter is, here's everything you need to know about her, summed up in one video.
Dying prematurely to air pollution and other problems, and the state could lose four. Get out of my shot.
I wanted to tell you that that's actually incorrect. It's not that it's electric vehicles. It's that if we don't meet the commitments under the Paris Climate Accord.
Okay, it does, okay. You also were in my shot before that. Stay out of my shot.
She is actually abusive, and not just verbally, like she is in that video, but also physically. She poured boiling mashed potatoes on her ex-husband's bald head. That's true. That is a true story. Even though she's leading, it is hard to see how she could possibly win, because she has no good relationship with the press, which historically Democrats do. Here's an interview that we talked about on the show about a month ago. Got a lot of negative attention for how she treated this journalist.
We've also asked the other candidates, do you think you need any of those 40% of California voters to win? And you're saying, no, you don't.
No, I'm saying I'm going to try to win every vote I can. And what I'm saying to you is that...
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Okay. Thank you.
You're not going to do the interview with us?
Nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with 7 follow-ups to every single question you ask.
Every other candidate has answered our follow-ups.
I don't care. I want to have a pleasant, positive conversation in which you ask me about every issue on this list. And if every question you're going to make up a follow-up question, then we're never going to get there.
Ms. Porter,
we're just going to circle around.
I am an investigative reporter.
I have never
reporter.
Had to do this before, ever.
You've never had to have a conversation
an interview.
With
to end
a
an
reporter.
Interview.
So she does horrible things, she says horrible things, and then in classic fake politician fashion, she apologized later, and everyone can see through it.
And I want people to know that I understand what I did was not good. I'm not going to mince words about it.
But I also want people to understand that I am in this fight because I am not going to back down or give one inch when people are hurting Californians.
So you know what? I take it back, honestly. After watching all these videos, there's no way she can win, right? Like, you look at that, there's just no way. Even if, you know, you agree with some of what she believes in terms of her policies, just looking at her as a person, she is so nasty. And I want to say, like, you have to think, if you're looking at Democrats in California, just the everyday, you know, little d Democrat, you're thinking, like, you're good people, right? Like, some of you, at least, you're not going to vote for Katie Porter, surely. And I'm not saying Republicans going to win. I'm not that guy. In 2022, a lot of people don't know this, but Gavin Newsom, who is the worst, he won the governorship with a 2 million vote lead. So California has proven they will elect crazy people. But Gavin Newsom is more palatable than Katie Porter. He's got some charisma there. In the soup in Democrat candidates that is going on right now, I don't think they're going to choose Katie Porter. Maybe it will be Eric Swalwell. It could be an outsider, and I think that would be very interesting. The progressive left is a cult, guys. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. Go check it out right now. Makes for a fantastic Christmas gift. I talk about a ton of crazy, crazy stories. I talk about how they literally do culty stuff, things that I can't frankly talk about on the show because big tech will censor me, but it's there in the book. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Donald Trump and his cabinet just confirmed that we are all getting $2,000 tariff stimulus checks next year, but I've got my doubts as to whether that's going to happen or not, and I'll explain why. First, the godfather of the tariff ideas, Howard Lutnick, who is the Commerce Secretary, went on Fox News to say why they are doing this in the first place. Here's what he said.
Look, the tariffs are an American policy. The president wants the American people to understand how great tariffs are for them. And so one of the ways to prove to the American people how great tariffs are is to have them share in a part of 1 year's income from these tariffs. And that's $2,000 a head, as he said, for people who need the money, you know, where he's going to constrain it to people who need the money. And that's exciting. So the president's got that on his desk. I know that's something he wants to achieve, and his legislative team will figure out the best way to do it. But what he's trying to do is make sure people in America understand that tariffs are their policy. It's to make America stronger, and it could also benefit their pocketbook. And that is coming next year from the president.
So I'll be candid with you guys. Some harsh truths today. I think that this is BS. Totally. I think it's stupid. And I'm a Trump supporter and I'm conservative and I don't think there's anything conservative about this. All that the tariffs have done is tax the consumer. It's what it does. I don't care what anyone says. It taxes a business. They pass it along to the consumer to some degree. The tax is hurting the consumer. And now what they're looking at is, hey, we taxed you. We brought in hundreds of billions of revenue. Again, tax revenue. And now we're going to give it back? Like, why not just not tax us? That's my whole point. This is very, it's just like weird socialist shenanigans. Actually be conservative, reduce the taxes. What socialists do is they tax and redistribute. That's all you're doing here. Trump has said so far that the $2,000 would be per person for families making under $100,000. That's what he thinks it's going to end up be. I'm sorry, that is a socialist policy. It's very populist, which I'm not surprised from because that is part of the MAGA wing is very, very populist. But I think it crosses into socialism because it's hard to look at that and not see it as anything other than just buying votes. I mean, really, if you look at, this is something I was very critical of Biden with. Biden tried to forgive student loans, and this was when he was sinking in the polls. His poll slipped. He knew he was going to lose the midterms, which he did. He lost anyway. And so he tried to forgive student loans. Didn't work. And I see this as it being the same thing. Like, it's obvious. You can see, especially in the economy, the polls are slipping. So they think, what can we do? Oh, yeah, we'll just print some more money. We'll just give it back. And you could say, oh, they're not printing the money. They got it from tariffs. But it's like, just end the tariffs then. You don't need to take money from us and give it back to us. That's not freedom. That's not conservative. Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary, was asked if these checks would be inflationary, and of course, he dodged the question.
And my prediction is that first quarter, second quarter, what we are going to see is we have brought the inflation down, it is curving down, and real income, the other side of that equation is real income growth, and we are going to see this from all this investment.
Would a $2,000 tariff dividend check going to people be inflationary?
Well, there are a lot of things that are going to happen next year.
Is that one of them?
And that could be one of them. And again, maybe we could persuade Americans to save that, because one of the things that's going to happen next year is the Trump accounts, every child who was born from January 1st for the next 3 years is going to get a government account that goes into the stock market. So every American child born for the next 3 years, starting January 1st, is going to have that. They can take it out when they're 18. They're going to learn the power of compounding, and there's going to be a lot of financial literacy around that.
Scott Bessent is too smart to not know that answer. He knows it. Of course they are inflationary. Obviously, when you send out stimulus checks, it's going to be inflationary. How have we not learned this from COVID? 8% inflation, we just want to go back to that. And people are talking about inflation cooling. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for it to cool. We're at 3% inflation. The target is 2%. Prices are not going down, guys. People keep talking about prices going down. Oh, the prices are going down. No, they're not. That's not even the goal, by the way. The goal is 2%. That's what the Fed has. You want prices to go down? That's called deflation. The only way that's possible is if we have a recession and nobody has a job. So, no, the best we can do is prices can stabilize. That's a good thing. But right now, as it stands, because of what the economic policy is, mostly around tariffs, we're sitting at 3%. We just spent $39 trillion. That's what we hit in debt. That just happened this week. We're at 3% inflation, 50% higher than the target. Inflation may be cooling from 4 years ago, sure, but it's not good. Let's stop acting like inflation is just fantastic. And let's stop acting like stimulus checks are going to outweigh the inflation. It never is. That's socialism crap. I don't know why the Republican Party would engage in that. That's why, by the way, that Scott Bessent, in that answer, and this is why it ticks me off so much, he goes off on this tangent about MAGA savings accounts without even answering the question. It's just politician-y crap. I'm sick of it. It's only making the problem worse. We all know this. The good news with all of it is that Congress has the power of the purse. There's nothing that Trump and his administration can do. Trump cannot give out $2,000 checks. Congress has to pass it. A lot of people don't remember this, by the way. Speaking of the populist right, Josh Hawley, who is a populist, kind of like practically a socialist Republican at this point, really. He's from Missouri, senator, brought up a bill just a few months ago, basically to give everyone $600 stimulus checks, and it failed in Congress. It didn't get through. And so I'm kind of skeptical that this one's going to get done either. I mean, there's those hardliners, libertarians, Thomas Massey. I mean, look, me and Thomas Massey have our differences. Thomas Massey is going to put together a coalition to oppose something like this. Now, I think Thomas Massey needs to be more proactive, not just oppose legislation, but actually pass it. But hey, I'll take the opposal of something stupid like this. I don't think that Republicans have enough people who are going to go for something like this. My worry, though, I could be wrong. My worry is Republicans will fear that they're going to lose the midterms and cave, because obviously the midterms are not going to go well for you if the economy is doing bad. And so I think they're going to cave, maybe, and pass the stimulus checks. And that's only going to lead to a worse economy, which ultimately is going to ensure a Democrat victory in 2028. Hey guys, I wanted to invite you to subscribe to my new Substack. Substack is a weekly newsletter that comes right to your email, and it's completely free to you. I write about things I wasn't able to get to on the show, or things that are a little too controversial to talk about without big tech censoring me. Fortunately, I can say whatever I want there. So go check it out right now. Again, completely free to you. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching today's episode, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.